Okay, well, let's get into the Bible now. And last week, we looked at people that were speaking or acting in the name of the Lord. We looked at how important God's name is and what his name represents. And we looked at men like Moses and others that spoke in the name of God. And when they spoke, they weren't speaking for themselves. They were speaking for God. Kind of like when you give a word of prophecy or speak in tongues and interpret, you're not speaking for yourself at that point, you're speaking for God. And it's usually in the first person, I, the Lord, your God, you know, whatever you would have to say, look unto me. You know, if Lynn's prophesying and saying, look unto me, she's not saying, look unto me, Lynn. She's looking, saying, looking unto God. She's speaking on God's behalf. And that's what we do when we give a word of prophecy. So we looked at that last week, and I wanted to continue on with that topic and look at some examples of people acting or speaking in the name of another person. Okay, there's many examples of this in the Bible, of someone acting or speaking in the name of another person. And when we look at these, it helps us to understand what it is to act or speak in the name of God or in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to take a few weeks to look at this. And I'd like to start in Genesis 24. And this is a really interesting example of somebody acting in the name of somebody else who gave them a job to do. Genesis 24. And this is regarding Abraham and his eldest servant. And he gave him the assignment of choosing a wife for his son Isaac. Okay, so Abraham in chapter 24, verse 1, this says, Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had. So this is a servant, and this man had responsibility over all of Abraham's possessions. He would be called the steward of the house. He had responsibility for everything that Abraham had, because Abraham gave him that responsibility. So Abraham would be free to think about other things, and this guy would take care of all the details, making sure all the other household servants and family members were fed and cared for, and that everything worked. He'd like the general manager of a company. So he ruled over all that he had, and he said, and we're in verse 2, he said, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell. Now this putting the hand under the thigh, that would have been a custom at the time. If someone were to take an oath, put your hand under my thigh, I'm going to make you swear that you do this. Not a custom that we have today.
Thank goodness.
But that was something that was done at the time. Verse 4 says, but thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. So he had to do some traveling, and he had to find someone who was of suitable age within the family, and someone who would be willing to marry this person that she had not met. And the servant said unto him, well, peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? So he has this big responsibility, and he has to swear that he's going to do it. That, but if she's not willing to come here, should I bring Isaac over there so she can meet him before she makes this decision? And Abraham said unto him, beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. Say, no, absolutely not. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me and that swear unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath, only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swear to him concerning that matter. So that gives us the background of this man's journey and what he's going to do. So here's what he did. Verse 10, and the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. So Abraham didn't tell him how to do this, only the stipulation that you don't bring Isaac over there. And this man had authority over all of Abraham's possessions, so he could take whatever he thought would be appropriate to get the job done, and then use his own discretion and make the decisions within the boundaries of what he was given to do. And he's going to be acting on behalf of his master Abraham when he does this, okay? So he took 10 camels, and we'll see that he took some other things as well. And he went to Mesopotamia, and he went to the city of Nahor, where Abraham's family were, his relatives. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Now he's praying to God for help, okay, which is a very good thing to do. But notice he's praying to God in the name of Abraham, right? What did he call God? He said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I'm praying to you because you're Abraham's God, and he's my master, and I'm his servant, okay? And he asked, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. If you help me, you're going to be helping Abraham, because I'm doing this on Abraham's orders. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. This is part of his prayer still. And let it come to pass that the damsel, the young lady to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also, let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. So that was his prayer. He had in his mind something that this would make it easy for him. Say, God, if I say to a young lady that I pick out, can I have a drink of water? And if she would say, yes, here's a drink of water, which would be an obligation, but let me draw water for your camels also, which would be over and above what was required under the custom of the times, that let that be the one that would show me that she's thoughtful, generous, hardworking, and hospitable, and let that be the one. So that was his prayer. And it came to pass, verse 15, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, and her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her. He saw her and said, that could be the one. I hope so. She's a good looker. He didn't know who she was yet, but he said, and he just done praying, and he ran over there, and he said to her, verse 17, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord, showing him respect and fulfilling the customary obligation. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. So she did it willingly. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. Ooh, kind of like he had prayed. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again unto the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. So she was thoughtful. She was kind. She was in a hurry to serve, all the qualifications he was looking for. Verse 21, and the man wondering at her held his peace, to wit, means to know whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. So far, very good. But still, he's waiting. He's not going to celebrate too soon. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold. This very nice jewelry, valuable jewelry made of real gold. And he said, whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? So again, he doesn't know who she is yet, but lives in the right town. And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor, Abraham's brother. She said moreover unto him, we have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham. That's again how he addressed God. Who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. We'll come up later on. Jacob will wind up marrying his daughters. And Laban ran out unto the man, unto the well. And it came to pass when he saw the earring and bracelets upon his sister's hands, because that's the first thing he looked at. Ooh, gold. And when he heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, saying, thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? For I've prepared the house and room for the camels. And the man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels and gave straw and provender for the camels and water to wash his feet and the men's feet that were with him. Good hospitality. And there was set meat before him to eat. And he said, I will not eat until I have told mine errand. He said, I'm here on business. Business before pleasure. And he said, speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant. And notice he didn't give his own name, did he? He said, I am Abraham's servant. I'm here on behalf of Abraham. And they knew who Abraham was, because that was Rebekah's father's brother, Uncle Abe. I am Abraham's servant. And the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he's become great. And he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold, and men servants, and maid servants, and camels, and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old. And unto him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my father's house, and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, the Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with thee and prosper thy way. And thou shalt take a wife from my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear from this my oath when thou comest to my kindred. And if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. So gave him the whole background. And I came this day into the well and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she say to me, both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in mine heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down unto the well and drew water. And I said unto her, let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, whose daughter art thou? And she said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands. So he's giving tangible things that he had prayed for that had came to pass. The gold bracelets are the tokens of what he had done. So he's backing everything up with tangible evidence. Good way to make your case, you know, to do something that would otherwise be very difficult for this girl and the family to do. Verse 48, he continues, and I bowed down my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. So he gave the proposal. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshiped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, send me away into my master. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. I mean, this is very sudden. You just came yesterday. Now you want to leave this morning with our sister here? So let her stay at least 10 days. After that, she shall go. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. So now there's still a little if. It's not a done deal yet. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? Which we don't even know what his name is. But it's this man who's Abraham's servant. And she said, after a drum roll, I will go. They sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. So what a wonderful example of a man acting and speaking on behalf of his master. He prayed to God in Abraham's name. He addressed the family as, I am Abraham's servant. You know, filled them in on what's been happening with Abraham, how God's been blessing him, the errand he was sent on, the prayer that he prayed, the response of Rebekah. And now, are you going to be kind to my master and do this? He's saying, it's not that you're going to be kind to me. Are you going to be kind to my master? And if not, let me know and I'll just go somewhere else. But he spoke in his master's name as if, and it was all on behalf of Abraham. This man understood that the giving of authority, the giving of a responsibility, and the resources, not only the physical resources that Abraham had, but the resources of Abraham's name, was a very important thing. The Word of God is such a fascinating book because it tells you how to live with God, but it doesn't tell you like in the way of a textbook. It tells you it tells the story of a family, and there's history of what happened. And then there's Psalms, the songs that God gave the people to sing. And then there's Proverbs, the short, wise sayings. And then the words of the prophets and how they reproved the people and how they called them back to God. And then the fulfillment of the things in the Old Testament in the New. When you read the Gospels, you see it all the things that were promised all the things that were said about the Messiah and the salvation were fulfilled that way. And then you have letters to individuals and to groups of people. And we can learn so much from these things. But, you know, even if you've read this before, now reading it in light of, okay, in the name of another, it takes on a whole different understanding for you. So keep those things in mind that we read, and then we'll read some other things that will help us to understand how we're to walk with God and how we have been given a name that we can use and how it's appropriate to use that name and when it's appropriate to use that name. Okay. So, dear God, we thank you for how wonderful you are and how rich your word is, that we can learn not only the things that happened, but learn important aspects of how and why and how it relates to us. And we ask that you continue to open the eyes of our understanding and help us to walk with you as children of a father, but not just any father, the one who created the heavens and the earth, the one who saved us, the one who rescued us, the one who gave us eternal life, and that we can learn about your son and the authority that you have given to him and the authority that you've given to us because of him. And we thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. That's good.